The travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand starts today, with Australians allowed to travel to and from New Zealand without having to quarantine. Christine Ahern, Channel 9's Today Show reporter, is at Sydney Airport.
Ooh.
Christine, has the Sydney equivalent of Christine Ahern pulled a hamstring or something?
I have been allowed out of Melbourne to head up for the travel bubble opening. So how exciting.
It's fantastic. So when has the first flight left yet?
So the first flight, JQ201, is a Jetstar flight, and it has what was scheduled to leave at 6:15 for Auckland. So it should have just taken off. I spoke to a lot of people in the queue this morning, and as you can imagine, they were all pretty much family waiting to head home and reunite with loved ones. And currently, I'm in the Air New Zealand lounge. They've actually flung open their doors for all passengers. And you get a free glass of champagne when you arrive. And their first flight is at 7:45 heading to Wellington, and I'm going to be on that one.
Oh, lovely, Christine. The Air New Zealand flight to New Zealand is absolutely brilliant. You'll get served all sorts of New Zealand produce while you're there. Is the plane full?
It is fully booked to New Zealand. They've actually got 30 flights on today, and I'm told that, this one is definitely fully booked, and I'm told that pretty much all of the flights on the first day are fully booked. And pretty much from what I saw at the airport this morning, and look, it is a bit weird. You go into an international terminal, so many times you've gone in there, and it is an absolute ghost town. So it was fantastic to see people with their passports out and those big queues like we, you know, saw more than a year ago. Well, that's, you know, now back on and fantastic to see.
I'm a little bit behind on my reading. I assume that it's for the first time from today New Zealanders are allowed to come here, are they, without quarantining?
No, so since late last year, pretty much every state bar WA, Australian states, were letting New Zealanders in without having to quarantine. There was a couple of changes to that, but it was pretty much every state bar WA since late last year. This is the first time that it's reciprocated, that all Australians or those living in Australia can head to New Zealand without having to quarantine. So, of course, that opens up the tourism industry, opens it up for people in Australia to go over there, you know, have a two-week holiday, come back. But there is that warning, of course, from the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, fly at your own risk, because this is going to operate just like it does with Australia's interstate borders, estate borders. So just like you might be in Queensland and there's an outbreak there and you're trying to come back to Melbourne and you're facing 2 weeks quarantine, that's exactly how this is going to work with New Zealand.
Right, so we already had half a bubble.
We had half a bubble. This is the full bubble.
Okay. And Christine, is your sense that there's many business people flying?
I did come across one fellow who was going for business, but I have to tell you pretty much 99% of the people I spoke to were family, just waiting to go over and visit their family that they haven't seen in, you know, 13 months or so. So there's babies that have been born that haven't seen their grandparents, and so that's the majority of this flight that's heading to Wellington this morning.
So we did a broadcast from Yarrawonga a few weeks back, and I drove over the bridge to Mulwala, and I felt like Pablo Escobar, you know. Is this your first trip out of Melbourne?
I've been out of Melbourne before, but this is certainly obviously the first trip overseas, and I had to think about where my passport was.
What are you going to New Zealand?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, to New Zealand. So I had to think about where my passport was. I had to think about what has it expired, you know, all that kind of thing.
What city are you going to?
Wellington.
Okay, we'll find out where the tribunal is in Wellington so that you'll know where to go at 5:30 in the morning. Christine, safe travels and have fun.
Thanks, Ross.
Cheers.